Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Hey, it's another beautiful sunny day. It's going to be like this all week. It's the first week of fall. It's UN week. That's the bad news. These idiots are going to be in town. It's all week, right? Hopefully the president will leave because the president causes major traffic problems. What do they actually do there?
They give speeches. They have meetings. They go to lunch.
Yeah, the president will meet with the president of Ukraine. They are there. Actually, some important business they could do if they're going to do it. Then we could all gather and talk about what to do about Iran. Other than that, it's all of this climate change is. It's not that climate change is a hoax. There is some climate change. No real evidence that it's man-made. It's occurring on other planets right now, so that indication it's not man-made. But you want to do something about it. The real hoax is the Democrats are trying to keep this climate change in place. They want it. It's something they can use for to exploit for money. For them, climate change is something you can tax, you can regulate. It's an excuse to control anything, what you eat, what kind of straw you're allowed to have. This climate change is perfect for them. Now, somewhere later on, the president will start to expose them on this and demand to know why they aren't going for the solutions. The technology can just solve the climate change problem. Natural gas is totally carbon-free. It's the cleanest energy of all. We've switched to that. That's one reason we aren't polluting, unlike other countries. Nuclear power is the cleanest form of energy in the world, cleaner than windmills, cleaner than anything. New technology makes nuclear as safe as can be. New technology now allows nuclear plants to not even have any waste anymore. No problem with nuclear waste anymore. And then you got the carbon capture technology. We just go take the carbon out of the air. Have you heard any Democrat talk about this?
No.
No. Yeah, have you heard convenient. The media? Heard the media? I'd say that one little Lester Holt report. Have you heard the media focus on this technology? No.
Does it really work?
Yeah. Yeah, and I give Lester Holt credit. He snuck it in the middle of a piece, like towards the end of the newscast, showing how the technology works. It has been in development for years. It's perfected. This climate capture stuff works. Very successful. I don't know about the cost. I mean, it can be very costly right now, but it's like any kind of technology. The more you use it, and as time goes by, the cost comes down. But it's there. But Democrats do not want this mentioned. And the fake news media on their side do not want it mentioned. They want that climate change to remain because it's an excuse to tax whatever the hell they want, ban whatever the hell they want, regulate whatever the hell they want. Look at these straws. You can't have a plastic straw.
Isn't that something?
You're not allowed to have a plastic bag anymore in many states. You go into a supermarket, you can't have a plastic bag. Everything in the supermarket is plastic. Everything's in a plastic bottle. You ever go down the beverage aisle? It's a billion plastic bottles. Go down the like the snack aisle, potato chips, pretzels, they're in plastic bags. There's 5 billion plastic bags in there and plastic bottles. But you're not allowed to have a plastic bag. It's to hey, you know about the Trump straws? If you go to the Trump website, the campaign website, they sell those Trump hats. They've sold 1 million of them, by the way, those Trump hats. The red hat.
They're selling straws?
They're selling Trump straws, and it's huge. Going through the roof. People are buying them like crazy. I think they've only been doing it a week. It's a 10-pack of straws. It's $15. They've already hit $1 million in sales.
Oh, my God.
So it's a red straw, a Trump straw. Yeah, get some. You can go to the Trump campaign website and get the... Just Google Trump straws.
Does it have MAGA on it, too, or...
I think it says Trump. It might. It says Trump on it. I don't know if it says MAGA. I don't actually have one, but go take a look at it. So, and you got to wonder about these Democrats. They go back to the same failed playbook year after year. It's like the New York Jets. What the hell's going on?
Well, they're going to talk impeachment this afternoon.
That's the Jets?
Not the Jets. Oh. Yeah, they should impeach somebody. I really.
You know, you wonder about these New York Jets. And it's not like, you know, they're owned by nobody. Every owner is like a billionaire that comes in. They got money. They could spend money. Go hire the best coach, the best players. Yet every year they just keep losing it. And then you wonder about the Democrats. The same plays from the same playbook that never works. whoever's president, the Republican, is suddenly a racist and a crook. Remember Bush Sr. was a racist?
Sure, they all were, yeah.
And he was a crook. Remember he was involved with Noriega and drug dealing? They all have these,
all right, yeah.
They all make up these stories. And then as soon as the guy's out of office, he's a wonderful man. Why can't we have a president like that anymore? And then remember Bush Jr. Takes office. Suddenly he's a racist and he's a crook. He's got some crooked Halliburton scheme going on, and Cheney's a crook with Halliburton. You know, the story didn't even make sense. Cheney had been the chairman of Halliburton, and he left on very bad terms with the company. Have you ever heard of a guy leaving a company and then he devotes the rest of his life to getting them contracts? Have you ever heard of that?
It's a little unusual if that happened.
The whole story didn't even make sense. It's like when Jack Welch left GE, and that was on good terms. You think he tries to get them contracts so the guy who replaced him has good numbers? Why would he do that? So remember Halliburton, the scandal? Soon as Bush leaves, Obama takes over, gives all the same contracts to Halliburton for the next 8 years. You never heard a word about it. So they make up these scandals. Now, the other thing they do, same thing with Trump. He's a racist. He's a crook. This guy's getting awards, Donald Trump, for the best minority hiring record. He's friends with Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. Suddenly he's a racist the day he takes office. Have you ever heard, before he was president, in the 80s and 90s, he was the most famous guy in New York. And you heard all kinds of things about him. And a lot of people hated him back then. He got a lot of bad press in the 80s and 90s. People used to make fun of him.
Right.
Remember the Spy magazine? That was the big magazine in the 90s that attacked him. Did you ever hear anybody call him a crook?
No, not really.
No. They called him a, you know, egomaniac, all this. Nobody ever called him a crook. As soon as he takes office, this is the playbook of the Democrats. He's a racist and he's a crook. The other thing they do, they find some poor victim to it. They weaponize some poor soul and go after them. Remember with Bush, it was Cindy Sheehan, this homeless woman who had lost a son in Iraq. They weaponized her and used her against the president. With Donald Trump, it was the Khans. Remember the Khan family?
That's right.
So now they got this kid.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsed.
So you got Soros and company weaponizing this kid. But she's talking to the globalists who keep this climate change in place. You'd think if they were going to hold a climate change conference, topic number one would be this carbon capture technology. Let's put it to use.
No, I don't want to know about that.
Nuclear power is now totally safe and clean. No more nuclear waste. None of this is being mentioned. It's just, what can we tax here? What can we regulate? What can we ban? It's just awful that they get away with this scam. And look at Biden with his Ukraine and all this stuff. But in the end, this is all good. They are setting themselves up for such a disaster in 2020. This Biden stuff is going to come out. It'll not only take down Biden, it'll take down the rest of the Democrats because they all knew about this. It's going to make people wonder. You know, when this Biden stuff finally comes out and gets exposed, especially this Hunter Biden crap, you're going to wonder with the Pelosi and Nadler and Schiff busy impeaching Trump, why they weren't looking at Biden. Hi, Dory. How'd you not pick up on this? Now, what did you say about impeachment?
The Democrats will meet this afternoon, full conference, to kind of gauge whether or not they want to move forward with impeachment.
I say go ahead with it. Go ahead. You've got a hell of a case.
Absolutely. I mean, he pressured Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, interfered with democracy, abuse of power.
Total abuse of power. And I want you to think about this. We have videotape. It's on the webpage. You can look at it. Of Biden admitting he threatened the Ukraine. He held up their money. And watch as he tells the story. He tells it like he's Joe Pesci. Like he's a real gangster, how he threatened them. And first of all, it shows you how dumb this Biden is. Why would you be in front of an audience with cameras rolling, telling the story of how you threatened the country and you held up their aid until they fired the prosecutor? But think about this. Trump is in trouble for trying to get an investigation finished. Biden gets a pass for trying to kill an investigation. Now, they'll all tell you, He another prosecutor came in and said there was nothing there. Yeah, the prosecutor Biden approved came in and said that.
Well, at the very least, you know, Biden's son should not have been doing business with Ukraine when he's in the position of having to negotiate with them.
Oh, no, I disagree with you. This was an energy company in the Ukraine. By the way, this energy company was Paul Manafort's business partner. You never hear that mentioned.
Oh, really?
Hunter Biden's partner there was Paul Manafort's business partner. You don't hear that mentioned anywhere. But no, I think it was a smart thing for this Ukrainian company to hire Hunter Biden because he had absolutely no experience in the area of energy. He'd never been in this business. He didn't know anything about it. And when you need a new board member, it's good to get a fresh face, somebody who can see it objectively, somebody who's never been in the business. You don't think so?
Yeah, no, that's brilliant.
That's the problem with Apple. They got all these technology people. Bring in somebody who's never been in the tech business. That way you got fresh eyes that can see things for the first time. So Hunter Biden travels over there with his father, the vice president. I'm trying to remember the deal exactly. I think somebody bought this energy company. It was Paul Manafort's partner was involved in all this. And they thought Hunter Biden is a perfect guy. They like what they saw in him. He'd been arrested with a crack pipe in his car. He'd been thrown out of the military for cocaine use. He was sleeping with his brother's widow.
That's a good record.
Yeah, yeah. And they said, this would be a good guy to put on our board. And then the Chinese. Then Hunter Biden takes a trip to China with his father, the sitting vice president. And the Chinese don't invest in U.S. hedge funds. I'm sure Goldman Sachs has approached the Chinese government. They said, nope, don't want to invest. J.P. Morgan Chase, everybody approached the Chinese government. They don't want to invest. Joe Biden, the vice president, brings his son Hunter into the meeting. The Chinese hand him a check for $1.5 billion. Now, he wasn't a hedge fund guy. He just started this new hedge fund. He was a total amateur.
It was good seed money.
Yeah, actually it is. And give the Chinese credit. That's why they're a good government. They said, let's help out a starting hedge fund. Let's help this little young man get started in the hedge fund world. You know, they could have gone with Goldman Sachs or somebody else. Or,
yeah, that would have been easy.
Or Ray Dalio or Dalio or, you know, Blackstone or one of these big hedge. They said, let's help a kid who's just starting out. I'm sure the Chinese government said to somebody, check him out, see, look into him. Then they came back and they said, well, he was found with a crack pipe. He had multiple driver's licenses. He has a drug problem. And then they said, all the more reason to help this kid get started. But we could turn his life around. Shows you how good the Chinese people are. The government is. Where's that kid?
People are suffering.
Oh, God. 3 weeks from now. Who's the kid in the shooting, the terrible Parkland shooting?
David Hogg.
David Hogg. You hear about him anymore? These Democrats.
Only on the anniversary of the shooting.
These Democrats throw you right in the wastebasket. If it's not working after 2 weeks, you are gone. So Bernie Sanders said there should be no billionaires. They shouldn't be allowed to exist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's smart.
So this is Warren, Sanders, and company. Now, the government will decide how much you're allowed to make. They'll set a cap on what you're allowed
to
make.
So, in other words, if you'd have to give back money?
No, you should. He said you should not be allowed to exist. You should not be. There should be a cap. Warren is saying that, too. There should be a limit on how much you're allowed to make.
Oh, okay.
Unbelievable, these rules they come up with. You know, you can't indict a sitting president. That's always been the law.
Right, yeah.
There's all kinds of reasons why that's a good law. Nancy Pelosi now saying we should change the law to allow sitting presidents to be indicted. I think the smart thing, just to be careful, let's test this out first on Congress. You know, they're allowed to do, this is true, they're allowed insider trading with no penalty.
That's right.
And if you're in Congress on those committees, you know everything ahead of time. You know FDA test results ahead of time. You know who's going to get regulated, who's going to get sanctioned. So you are allowed to insider trade. When you see a lot of Congress people there, they're worth $100,000 when they take office and $20 million when they leave. Or you're like Harry Reid, you're a multi-millionaire when you leave on a congressman's salary. A lot of that's through insider trading, which is legal. But let's allow this, we'll test this law out. Let's allow Congress people to be indicted. You'd have campaign finance, bribery, insider trading, perjury. Let's see what happens.
It's all crooked.
You know, they have this, what do they call that? The Senate Ethics Committee. When Al Franken got caught, that's what they yell. I immediately turned it over to the Senate Ethics Committee. This is where things go to die. They bury anything. And then they send you a letter. That's all that can happen at the Senate Ethics Committee. They send you a letter saying, gee,
that was not good. Don't do it again.
Shouldn't do that anymore. This is like having, who's that, Antonio Brown? Oh. Was accused of rape. It was announced the NFL is conducting an investigation.
Oh, yeah, right.
You can be sure the NFL will do what's right for the public, not for them. Who was that guy that punched his wife and she's knocked out cold and he's dragging her out of an elevator?
Oh, Ray Rice.
Remember that? The NFL investigated. They said they were unable to get a hold of the video. Remember that?
What videos are everywhere?
Yeah. Well, whatever other video. They were unable to get a hold of it. Half the ex-FBI works for the NFL as investigators. They couldn't get a hold of anything. So, and what happened to Antonio Brown? We haven't heard any more from him.
Well, he was dropped by the Patriots, and supposedly he was being interviewed by the NFL or was making some sort of statement either today or maybe today.
But what is he up to? He wants to get the rest of his money paid, right?
I would think so.
I think they owe him about $10 million.
Well, I don't think he's going to get that.
No, well, we'll see. We got lots to get to. Bill O'Reilly in a few moments. The Trump book he's written, it's the best book ever written on Donald Trump. It's a real history of stuff. It's all stuff you've never heard before. We'll talk to him in a few minutes. Check out the webpage. Now, you know, Joe Biden, he's really dumb. He's on video. He's in front of an audience. There's cameras rolling. He tells the story of how he threatened the Ukraine. He held up their foreign aid until they fired the prosecutor looking at his son. So yesterday, news reporters asked him about it. Watch him blow up. Watch how angry this Joe Biden gets. He doesn't want to hear about it. Also, listen to Donald Trump Jr. talk about Hunter Biden. It's pretty funny. Also, here's two naive liberals. They decide to go on a peace mission to Iraq, where they were never heard from again. Watch this video. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone. The Mark Simone Show. 710WOR.
Well, let's take some calls. Let's go to Chris in New York City. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Mark. You know, I think that they got Trump this time. I think he made a mistake. The fact that Biden did it, too, doesn't make it all right that Trump did it. He might have screwed up.
Did what?
That he applied pressure and said, you know, look into Biden or we're holding up the money.
Well, first of all, he never said that or anything like that. He may have held up the money before the phone call, but I think you'll be able to check the record and find you never pay the money till you have the phone call. You don't just send the money, then talk. You talk, then just release the money. He never said, I'll hold up the money unless you receive the phone call. Biden admits that's what he did. He says on the video that he threatened them, and he threatened them to keep the money unless they did what he wanted. Trump never did that.
Yeah, but the fact that Trump's changing his story now is starting to make me really nervous.
No, don't be nervous. You can't get in trouble for asking for an investigation to be completed. That's okay. That's good.
All right.
If you're asking for an investigation to be completed and done thoroughly, that's a good thing. In the case of Biden, he's on video saying he threatened them unless they shut down the investigation and fired the prosecutor. If you called the police and said, I want you to kill that case, you could be in trouble. But if you called the police and said, I want a thorough investigation, make sure you complete the investigation, you can't be in any trouble for that. Let's go to Mike in Denville. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Mark, I did a little research into this Greta's parents. I figured they'd be screwed up to have a daughter like that. It turns out that they are ardent supporters of Antifa, and there's actually pictures on the internet. They're wearing anti-fascist T-shirts that have like a communist slogan used during the Spanish Civil War. So, again, you have this obvious connection between the international...
Well, listen, that's what they do. There's Soros funding. There's all kinds of funding here. This is what they do. They go back to the same failed playbook. They exploit some poor soul, some Cindy Sheehan, some Khan family, what's her name? Thunberg? Greta Thunberg, this Swedish Antifa kid. Just... Don't worry about it. She's going to be all over CNN. She's the Michael Avenatti of this week. And then 2 weeks from now, you'll never hear about her again. She'll be gone. Look at that one kid. You thought, well, this kid is going to be big. He's going to have his own talk show. He's going to have this. He's going to have a million, billion followers. What was his name? Can't remember his name.
David Hogg.
Yes.
See, he's still going to college. Give him a chance. He'll be back.
No. I'm just telling you one thing about these globalists and these Democrats and the fake news. If you can't take out Trump, if they don't see results, you are gone. They throw you right in the wastebasket, and they don't want to hear you. Remember Cindy Sheehan? They were taking her all over the place. She can't get him on the phone now. The Khan family is calling the Clinton campaign Hillary. They won't even answer. They have no interest anymore. Let's go to Don in Huntington. Hey, Don.
Hey, Mark.
This is a good phone connection.
What was that?
I said, but your phone connection's not very good, but go ahead.
The only observation I'm making about all this environmental stuff with the Democrats working with the kids is they work in stages, and my feeling is they're going to start bringing up the stuff where kids should be voting at 16.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. The kids at 13, 12, they're old enough to vote. They'll wait in line right behind the illegal aliens to vote. The Democrat motto is, if you're not going to vote for us, we'll find people who will. Even if we have to go to Swedish Antifa kids and use
people
them.
People are suffering.
Oh, shut
people
up.
Are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
Everybody you're talking to in that UN auditorium will be at a very expensive restaurant tonight, a strip club. Their wives are in Bergdorf as you speak. They're not interested in anything you're saying. They just want to exploit you for the cameras. You say to any of these people, any of these Democrats, fake news, hey, I understand there's technology now that can fix this global warming, this climate change. I understand there's advanced carbon capture technology. Take the carbon right out of the air. What about that? Every Democrat, Bernie, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala, the whole city, blah, 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 I don't know anything about that. They don't want to hear about. Their plan is tax you, regulate you, ban stuff. They don't want to hear about any technology that could fix this. Hey, when we come back, Bill O'Reilly will be with us. The number one best-selling nonfiction author in history. His new book comes out this week, The United States of Trump. Best book ever written about Trump. We'll talk about it in a moment on 710 WOR.
Now you can catch up with what you missed from Mark Simone on demand. Catch his podcasts at 710WOR.com/Mark. Mark Simone.
On the voice of New York.
710 WOR.
Well, Bill O'Reilly, of course, number one TV host and great writer, BillO'Reilly.com. You can get everything there. But more than that, the number one nonfiction author in history. He's written the best history books ever, each one of them huge bestsellers. The new book is the definitive greatest book ever written on Donald Trump. It comes out this week, The United States of Trump. Order it right now. Go to BillO'Reilly.com. Go to Amazon. Bill O'Reilly, how you doing?
Good, Mark. The book comes out today. I appreciate you reading it. Thank you very much.
I've read it. It's an extraordinary book. There's nothing else. There's a million books on Trump. Nothing else like this. If you put them all together, none of them have any of this stuff in it. You did send it to the president, right?
Yeah, I sent him a copy as a courtesy. You know, he was kind enough to give me a couple of major interviews for the book. And so I haven't heard back. I did hear back from Steve Bannon.
Yeah. Well, he's a smart guy, though.
And he liked it. He liked the book. I said, any problems with it, any inaccuracies? He's not a large part of the book, but he is quoted in one section. He said, no, straight down the line. Kellyanne Conway also quoted in a book. I sent it to her. She likes it. And it's not important to me, Mark, that they like it. It's important that they feel it's fair and accurate. So I don't, it's not a pro-Trump book, it's not an anti-Trump book, it's a history book. But I wrote it because I'm so furious about the misinformation and lies that the media is spewing and making it incredibly difficult for Americans to really know what's going on these days. So I figured, look, the president of the United States, pretty important guy, influences all our lives, you ought to know about him. And that is the United States of Trump.
Great
Very
book.
Simply put.
It's out today. So if you order it, you'll get it right away, The United States of Trump. And it really gets into not just him, but his father, his grandfather, his whole family, the whole history.
How he was able to pull off the most audacious political move in the history of the Republic. Nobody has ever done what he did. No experience, checkered past, unfiltered presentation verbally, and he's a president. So how did that happen? How did he pull it off? It's an amazing thriller type history book. And after you finish reading it, again, you don't have to like Donald Trump, but you'll know a lot more about him than you do now.
Yeah. So this is a unique situation here because you know him as well as anybody could know him. You've been friends for years, and you're also the number one writer of history books. So you put those two things together. Did you think, you know, you can never tell this ahead of time, now that the book comes out, what people are going to latch onto, which story, which thing in there? Do you have any idea what it might be?
Well, I'm doing a lot of press, not television. I'm being blackballed on television. Interesting story. I'll get to it in a minute. And the radio interviewers, some of them are very interested in how Donald Trump used The Apprentice for accumulating power, which I think is a fascinating part of the book. Some of them are very interested in his father, Trump's father, Fred, and how that all developed, giving Donald Trump a tremendous leg up with great wealth that he squandered at one point. Donald Trump squandered the wealth, but then came back. So it's all over the map. Now, on the television front, as you know, I've been on every television program I think there is of any note, but nobody wants to talk about this book because it makes the media look bad.
But what happened to your old buddy Colbert and The View and
no,
all this?
No, they don't want any part of it. And the publicists come back to me and they said, well, they'll put you on if you badmouth Fox News. So they want to talk about how Fox News is in a tank for Trump. Fox News does this, does that, does this, does that. And if you're willing to do that, then we can get you on. And I'm not going to do that. I mean, I got problems with Fox, as everybody does. But I'm not going to – I worked for them for more than 20 years. I'm not going to go on and trash them. I mean, that's ridiculous. But that's the level of what we're seeing now in the media. I think the book's worthy to be discussed on its own merits.
Well,
if you don't like it, if you don't like it, fine. You know, let me know what you don't like about it, and we'll discuss it. But here, television-wise, you're not going to hear about the United States of Trump.
Well, everybody order the book right now, United States of Trump. It's out. You can order it. You'll get the book right away, The United States of Trump. 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, it's the number one bestseller in America. How does the Today Show or how does any show explain not having you on?
They don't explain because no one will ask. You have this cabal that has a stranglehold over information nationally is run by six corporations. And what they have done is divided into camps to make as much money as possible by either liking or hating Trump. Okay, so that's what you got. And the big newspapers hate him. They don't want him to be reelected. So anything that isn't a punishing of Donald Trump, the president, anything that doesn't punish him, they're going to ignore. And nobody will ask him about it. They do what they want to do. There's no watchdog over the media, none. And it's hurting the American public because this is a pretty important election coming up.
Yeah.
And if you don't know the real story, the truth about the incumbent president, you're operating at a deficit intellectually. So I tell people, look, this is informational. This is history. He influences you and your life and your family every day. You ought to know who he is.
So if you're a Chris Cuomo and you're in fourth place and you got no numbers, I mean, if you had Bill O'Reilly on and the two of you are going to fight for him, that'd be big ratings. You're telling me he won't do that?
No. And it's not his decision. It's a corporate decision.
Oh.
So Chris Cuomo, I know him not real well, but I know him. I think he'd have me on.
Yeah.
As you said, he gets a good ratings pop on it, gets a good program. It's not going to be boring. We all know that. But, you know, his masters, the guys who tell him what to do, are going to go, oh, we're going to empower O'Reilly. The word empower O'Reilly. See, you got me off. And now they're happy with that. So we don't want to see him rise like Dracula, all right? We don't want to do that. And that's what's going on. It's frustrating, but there's enough people like you, Mark, honest people who have good radio programs and internet programs. So I'm booked like for the next 3 or 4 weeks solid all over the place. So I'm not whining, and luckily you're there. But if you weren't, then nobody would hear about the book.
Well, it's a great book. I've read it. You'll love this book. It's the definitive book on Donald Trump. It's stuff you've never read before. There are no anonymous sources at the book. It's called The United States of Trump. Order it right now, The United States of Trump. Now, why no anonymous sources? That's very unusual.
Yeah, it's almost unique. See, I discussed this with Bob Woodward in great detail. So Woodward has written a couple of books on Trump, and chock full of anonymous sources, all right? So you don't know who's saying what about him. The books have been negative, and that's Woodward's, he's entitled to that. Woodward is essentially an honest man, I believe. He works for the Washington Post, which is certainly not covering Trump fairly. But Woodward himself said to me, well, look, I can't get the information that I need unless I give people cover because Trump might take a retaliatory action against them. You understand? I said, yeah. I do understand it. But the problem is with it that you don't know what the agenda of the anonymous person is. So we don't know who the whistleblower is for the Ukraine thing. We don't know. We don't know whether he hates Trump, whether he fabricated a lot of stuff, because he certainly didn't listen to the phone call, the whistleblower. He didn't hear it firsthand, so it's hearsay. So we don't know anything about it. Yet the press runs with this as fact, impeachment, blah, 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 blah. This is just flat-out dishonest. So I told Woodward, I said, look, I'm not going to use any anonymous sources in my history book on him because, number one, I think I can get enough people on the record to carry the story through, which I did. I succeeded in doing it. It wasn't easy, but I did. And number two, I just don't – it offends me that I have to write something, tell the reader the full story about who's telling me what. They should know. So I'm proud of this book, and I'm proud I didn't use any anonymous sources.
Well, it's a great book. I highly recommend it. I've read the book. You should get it. Now, three things all come together here. One is Bill O'Reilly knows Donald Trump as well as anybody for many years. He's the biggest writer of history books, and everybody cooperated. The president gave interviews, his family. Don Jr. gave you a lot of stuff. He's great in the book.
Yeah, he is. And the president didn't really like the line of questioning. You'll see that. Pretty obvious in the book, but he did. He trusts me enough that he knew I wasn't out to hurt him and that I was going to tell the true story. And with any human being, sometimes the true story isn't flattering, but it's there.
Yeah. Well, it's the whole story of Donald Trump that you've never read before, warts and all. You get the book right now. Go order it. It's out. So when you order it, you'll get it right away. It's The United States of Trump. You can go to Amazon. You can go to BillO'Reilly.com. The United States of Trump. I'm glad it's finally out. We'll see what are the New York Times going to do? They're going to have to list it as number one in a week or two.
I hope so. I mean, the advance sales have been very strong. We should open at number one. There's some competition, but I hope they're honest. All of my other books have been number one, 15, and we hope this opens strong and then gains momentum. And I really appreciate, number one, you reading it, and number two, you discussing it with me.
All right, everybody, go get the book right now, The United States of Trump, great book by Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, thanks for being with us.
All right, Mark, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Take care. And everybody, check out the webpage. There's some great stuff up there. So Joe Biden admitted on video, you can see that we got it on the webpage from yesterday. Biden looks right into the camera, tells you he threatened the Ukraine, threatened them, held up the money until they fired the prosecutor. Now watch this new video where he's asked about this. Watch how livid Biden gets. Watch how angry Biden gets when asked about it. Hey, also, this is pretty funny. It's Donald Trump Jr., Don Jr., talking about Hunter Biden. Very funny stuff. And also, look at these two naive liberal kids. They decided to go to Iraq on a peace mission. Now, watch this. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark.